not in a hurry. But we will get done in time. I have a surprise for you. Message from the Lord. The name of the message is the same of the first words of Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a merry heart, another way to say that is a cheerful heart, does good like a medicine, but a broken or crushed spirit dries the bones. Over the years, there's a particular person that was a friend of Marilyn when they were trying to fish me. I was the bait. I was the one that target. So Marilyn and her friends seemed to all get together and exhort me to get saved. One of them, the name is Flo. Flo Aarons. By the way, happy birthday, Flo. She had birthday on the 4th of July. She's 79 years old. She taught me many, many scripture songs. She was loaded with scripture songs. And among them was this verse. And it goes something like this. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Like a medicine is the merry heart, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. But a merry heart is the joy of the Lord. Now here's this version. You want to know where that's from? That's from the 70s revival that was happening in Australia. Okay? At the same time it was happening here in the United States. And the pastor, who's still alive, posted this from the 1970s, 73, 74, when they were singing it in Australia. They must have heard Flo, because she was the one that taught it to me. Okay? And it says that a glad heart, a healed heart, a heart that rests in Abba Father, it does good to the body the same way a medicine does good to the body. And then the second part of the verse, Proverbs 17, verse 22, is actually a warning. It says that the other half of the coin, the thing that's almost never taken seriously, a crushed spirit, a spirit that's weighed down by grief, fear, and despair, reaches all the way down to the bones and dries them up. Notice that the trouble starts in the spirit, and it travels down, if we don't heed in the spirit world, if we don't do that. It comes down to the structure of our body. And it forges a chain that inside the inner man, inside the actual body, dries up the bones. What's interesting about this verse is that the word that's translated medicine is one of the rarest words in all of Scripture. It appears only once in this verse. The word is geha. Geha in Hebrew. In the entire Tanakh, in the entire Hebrew scriptures, it doesn't appear anywhere else. One time out of every page, out of every law, out of every psalm, out of every prophet, the Almighty used this one word one time. And it means healing. Exactly once. And he placed it right here in this verse about a merry and cheerful human heart. This is what scholars of Scripture call a word that stands alone with no other verse to compare it to. And its root, the root of this word, geha, carries the idea of healing. Okay? Of a cure. Of something that can be used as if it were medicine you buy in the drugstore and makes you well. Let's pause for a moment and think about what that means today. Yah Adonai, our Elohim, our Abba Father, okay, took a one-of-a-kind word, a unique word that he would never use anywhere else, only there. Okay? And he set it down like a sealed prescription inside a proverb. He hid his medicine inside this verse. In a word that he only spoke only once. And the channel for that medicine is the condition of our heart before him. So, there is a great benefit in paying attention to what it says. What is a merry heart? A merry heart is not something that you have to manufacture. Okay? You don't have to just get it out of thin air. And the medicine in this word was never free. It was never free. Because before you use the medicine, it was fully purchased. Okay? The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 53:5 looked down in the centuries and saw that our body could never be made whole again. So he said, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. So the cheerfulness that does good like a medicine is not positive thinking. It's not a feeling. It is not a pretension, because a lot of times we don't feel like everything's going real well. But it is the settled joy of a heart that knows that a price has been paid for that heart. Okay? That every stripe that was across our precious Yeshua, okay, was a receipt marked paid in full for our heart. He wants to heal our heart. And he has done that through his blood. And that's why it works. Because it's not based on us. It's based on him. Okay? It's not because you talked yourself into a better mood. It's not because you did this. When people come around and you just want to go, and you just, that is not what this is talking about. But it is not because of that. It is because the one who made your bones has already bled and completely paid the price to mend your bone. I want to analyze that for a moment. Humor me? And put your hand in your heart. Kind of leave it there for a moment, okay? A little bit. Let me analyze part by part. What is it that happens if we get this heart right? Okay? And it starts out because there's something that's drying up that will dry up otherwise. The enemy wants to dry that up. The bones manufacture the marrow, and the marrow manufactures the white cells, the immune system. The immune system. So when it says the bones dry, what it means is that the source of life and of maintaining life, which is the immune system, is erased. It dries up, means it's no longer there. And the enemy, when that happens and we don't do that, since the Bible says, the Word of God says, your bones will dry up, he gets a dryer and comes inside your system and starts drying on the bones. He starts helping it out. Because he's commissioned now, he said, I can do this because you said, Adonai, you said that their bones need to be dry. So let me help you. Let me help them in drying them up. We start with the bones because that's where the verse ends. In the bones, the marrow is the marrow, and the marrow is where the life of the body is manufactured. So by drying the bones, he is drying up your life. Day and night, without our permission and without our help. The ancient peoples, did not have any microscopes. But the spirit of Yah Adonai, who inspired this proverb, knew exactly what he was saying when he reached past the skin and the muscle and named the bones at the place that dries up under a crushed spirit. Another proverb states it this way: the fear of the Lord shall be health into thy navel and marrow to your bones. So here's a companion verse, okay? Also in the Proverbs, that alerts us that the marrow or the bones, okay, can be affected if we don't, for example, fear the Lord. Over the deepest part of our frame, over the marrow that no doctor can reach with his hands. You knew that? We can speak medicine. Here is the medicine of this verse. We can declare that our bones are not going to dry up, and they're not drying up. We can declare that the merry heart that Yeshua the Almighty is restoring in me is sending healing like a medicine all the way down to the source of life in my body. Do you believe this? Okay, so let me show you that there's more to it than just even that. Your hand, I hope your hand is still in your heart. Let us progress from the bones to the heart itself. A merry heart that the verse begins with. This is not a command to fake a smile or pretend joy. This is also not about pretending that we're not afraid. A merry heart in Scripture is a heart that has found the solid rock, Yeshua, and it stands on Yeshua. It is a heart that has ended its fear. He has fear, but he handed it to Elohim, our Father, and receives peace in exchange. And Scripture in Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of good circumstances? No. The joy of money? No. The joy of a good meal, a wonderful piece of bread with butter for breakfast. Okay? But instead, it says, be filled with the joy of the Lord. His joy is doing something to our heart, like good medicine. The dread that has been squeezing our chest in the night watches, we renounce it. Do you? Let's do it together. The stress, the dread that has been squeezing our chest in the night watches, we renounce it. See, we were not made to carry it. Today, we renounce it. We come up further to the realm of the mind, the will, and the emotions, because the broken spirit lives in our thoughts. Much sickness is fed and watered by a mind that will not stop rehearsing the worst of outcomes. The replaying of the diagnosis, the imaging of the funeral, thinking, okay, that's my life. The thousand quiet conversations with fear that no one ever hears. This is the broken spirit. That's what the broken spirit is about. And if we just continue to do that, then our bones will pay for it hour after hour. Every time that we rehearse all those negative thoughts. So today over our mind, so move your hand to your head where we think the mind is. So over our mind today, we claim the medicine of the merry heart. We take captive every thought that exalts itself against the promise of our Father, and we bring it down to the obedience of Messiah Yeshua. Let us give our mind back to the one who made it. Let his peace, which passes all understanding, start guard over our thoughts like a sentry on the job that never sleeps. So we apply the medicine, okay, of this verse to our whole body, starting with the mind, the will, and the emotions. We apply it to every diagnosis that doctors have names for and the ones they don't have names for. And to every nameless place that hurts inside our body. We apply it, okay, and have the blood in our bodies carry that message. That's why the heart begins in the heart, because the heart communicates with the whole body. Take your hand and put it on your chest. Over the lungs that have labored, okay? Do this to your hand, over your hands and over your feet. Over the nerves that have burned and tingled and ached. Over the places that are tired in your life right now, that they don't seem to be a fix for. We're not naming a cure. We're not stopping at anyone's treatment. But instead, in innocence, the one that says, that's what you said, and that's what I receive. We're doing what the proverb invites us to do. We're going to let a merry heart. We're going to appropriate a merry heart so that we can rest in the finished work of Yeshua and let the Word of God do what He said He would do. He will heal us like a medicine, like a good medicine, all the way through. For a moment, okay, let your hand rest. We'll bring it back there in a minute. If a broken spirit can break that chain and reach all the way to the bones, then there's something working against us in the dark. There's someone else doing something here. Okay? I think it's time that we speak to the one that's doing that directly. I'm not going to whisper at him. I'm just going to say. So now let's take our hand, put it back again. Sickness, whatever your sickness is, you can say it with me. Sickness, you are not the landlord of my body. You have been squatting in the temple that belongs to the living Yah Adonai. Your lease is up. So, say this. I speak to every spirit of fear that has been crushing my heart and drying the bones from the inside. The Almighty's word has found you out, and you're exposed right now. My merry heart is going to do good like a medicine, and heaven is administering that medicine to you right now in the name of Yeshua. Sickness, you do not get another link on this chain. Every chain you have wrapped around my body, link by link, beginning with a wounded spirit and tightening of the flesh, is broken now in the name of Yeshua. It's not loosened, it's broken. Your grip is failing, and dryness is reversing. You know what's happening? Our marrow is remembering its maker. I pray over you. Loosen our people, Lord. Loosen Kol Simcha right now. Loosen the child of Yah that's here. Let go in Yeshua's name. If you feel something, it's not me. It's not my voice. It's not what I said. It is the word of Yah Adonai or Elohim, which the Bible says is sharper than any two-edged sword, is doing what it's sent to do, what's been spoken in faith. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to smile. You can if you want to. But in faith, we speak this. So the chain is broken. Reminds me of the song. The chain is broken and we are escaped. Okay? Now take your hand and place it over your chest. And just leave it there for a second. You don't have to strive. You don't have to feel anything. You don't have to perform anything. You don't have to give an extra offering. It's done. It's been paid for. It's been purchased by the blood of Yeshua. Therefore, receive it in Yeshua's name. While you have your hand there, let me pray in closing. Father, we come to you slowly with no panic and no rush because you're not in a hurry and neither are we. You see us with our hand in our heart. You see the spirit that has been crushed. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just speaking generally. I'm really speaking to me. The bones that have grown weary, the nights that have been long, and today we have received the medicine you sealed into your word a long time ago and then purchased it with the blood of your son, Yeshua. The glad heart that does good to the body, the joy that is strength, the healing that you hid in a single word because you wanted us to come close enough to find it. We found it. We found your word, Lord. We found it. And now we're going to let it flow into our bones, into the marrow, into the blood and breath, and the deep places that no one can reach. Let the dryness end in Yeshua's name. Let the Spirit lift for everyone that is in here today. Let what was broken be bound up, and what was bowed down be raised. Lord, we're not asking from a distance. We're not asking from a distance, Lord. We're not striving to earn what you already paid for. We are resting on what you have promised in your timing and by your will, not by the strength of our own striving. So with the hand there, quiet every fearful thought in your mind. Still every pulse that's going in your heart right now. Lord, pour out your peace over their entire body like warm water over cold ground, and let it soak all the way through. There's nothing to earn here. This is all because of your goodness. Doing good like a medicine to a heart that has chosen, even in the darkest of time, that has chosen even in the most difficult situation to say, I'm glad in the Lord. I am glad in him. I am merry in him. Your goodness, Lord, which does good like a medicine to a heart that has chosen to be glad in you. Say it with me. I receive it. So we rest in the name and by the blood of Yeshua and declare what he declared on the cross. It is finished. Amen. So the snare is broken and we are escaped. The marrow is his, and we can breathe again. Shabbat shalom.